What's up, bitches? This is DJ Fathead dropping the beats like depth charges, baby. I'm about to assault your mind and slay your ears with some of the biggity baddest I can't say that word on the air tonight.
Dan joined the band in like November, and we're like, we gotta make up for a lost time. How do we do that?
Word of warning, dude. Sorry to cut you off there, but you gotta watch the profanity just because of, you know.
Oh.
The FCC is watching or something.
Okay, so, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all good. Dude, there's probably like 20 people listening, and chances are one of them's not from the FCC, so don't trip.
I was actually just, you know, speaking in Spanish, and it meant something else.
Oh, okay. Always,
and, you know,
always
don't really know what to rant about, but if anything comes to mind, it might be, you know, the big L word.
Well, you probably can't talk about that because that's extremely politically incorrect if you have, you know, a bad opinion about it, so...
I was talking about love, man.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something else. Okay, now I look like a bigot. Okay, damn.
No, that's okay. Damn. I understand. You know, there's a big old, like, Showtime show.
Yeah, that's what it did it, man. It's the media. The media, you know, kind of put... They call that agenda setting.
Yeah, thanks to Showtime. Thanks a lot, Showtime.
Yeah.
Why don't you show me a real show?
Good thing I don't have a real radio career, or it would be over like that one guy.
Yeah, I forgot his name. He got some, like, wolf eyebrows. I don't know if I'd be, like, you know, insulting anybody up there in Humboldt. Oh,
yeah.
By the way, I'm from San Francisco, just so everybody know.
Well, you're not really from San Francisco, but you spend enough time there to
claim residency.
Yeah, but the people
don't know, do they?
I can listen to it again in all its glory, so...
Excellent.
Yeah, so don't say anything too embarrassing, because, you know, it might end up permanently circulating the internet and...
That's quite all right. I won't tell anybody that it kissed a horse. I don't know if that's going to offend any of the FCC animal rights groups, so...
I don't think the FCC has any direct ties to any animal rights groups, so I think you're good there.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's really a violation of animal...
I'm letting our listeners know that I don't take advantage of horses.
Yes. You're no Mr. Hands, right?
Yeah. I'm not like... I don't got like a pedophile, you know, van for horses.
That would have to be a pretty big van.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a carrot? You want a carrot? Come on, buddy. Here's a carrot. But anyway, enough about that.
Yeah, please, enough about that.
I came here to talk about me. All right, is she in the studio right now?
Careful what you
say
here. No, but she'll probably listen to it later or something.
Oh, is she listening right now?
I don't know. I can't tell who's listening.
Does she have a name? I think she had like a radio. I forgot the name. I only heard her once.
Are you talking about...
I'm sorry, what was that? Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the prettiest voice in the world, if you're listening right now. And I don't care what the FCC says, because I say you have a pretty voice.
I don't think the FCC would have a problem with that.
Good, because it shouldn't, because I'd slap him in the face with a piece of fish. They got a problem with that?
They probably would have a problem with that, but,
I'd slap him in the face with something else, but I can't say it because of the FCC.
Damn them. Damn them all to hell.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about horror movies tonight, if you don't mind.
No,
thank you very much, FCC and the RIAA,
well,
the RIA, and the... You know what? If I called in Howard Stern, you know what he'd do to me?
He would probably call you a drunk bastard and hang up on you, but...
Yes, he would. He would call me a drunk, and he would say, hey, our next guest is Jenna Jameson on a Sibian. I don't know if I can say that.
I don't think that's a bad word, and it is safe hours, so I think we're cool.
Yeah,
as long
there
as you
go,
don't,
FCC.
Just don't drop any F-bombs. Don't, you know, talk about any racial stuff, and I think you're good. Although you already kind of went there with the lazy German, I guess.
I want to first give out a shout-out to my man, Eric Grazi, but I'd stand up and give him high five, but I'm too lazy. But I don't care, because I'm lazy. I'm the lazy German. I was going to go to Oktoberfest this October, but I was too lazy to go. I don't really know, because I came to America when I was little.
Okay, so it was not through your own effort that you're
living. I'm too lazy to find out whether or not I came to America at my own will.
Okay, well, how old were you when you came?
I don't know, I don't care, I'm too lazy to care. Why did you use his name?
I blew his cover, man, I'm sorry.
You don't...
But, you know, first names
are... I look at him right now, he frowned.
I'm sorry.
I tell you how upset he is right now, but I'm too lazy.
That's pretty good, man. I just got back from the bars like half an hour ago, and I heard like a lazy German / Filipino talking crap about the Irish. So
I don't.
You know,
did he say something about the Irish?
Say that was the worst German accent I've ever heard in my life.
Well, he's too lazy to, you know,
have a full German
accent.
Well,
you know, he's like he's lazy enough to call in at freaking like 12 o'clock at night.
This is true.
So I doubt the lazy.
I'm not like German ancestors. I have no hate.
That's good. You come from a proud and
I'm
and
too lazy
people.
To hate. Okay, I will later. Okay. I won't give him the phone because I'm too lazy to hand him the phone. Anyway, what was I saying? I wasn't talking about Frankenstein, no. I wasn't talking about Einstein, no. Oh, yes. We were talking about... No, I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't either, man. I really haven't been following it.
I'll tell you what. Once I give you back to the phone to him because I'm too lazy to talk... Hexwell is very right.
He's very right.
You know what, Hexwell, let's go to a bar and get some Heineken. No, not Heineken. I don't know what kind of beer we have because I'm too lazy to understand my culture. But we should drink some beer from my country and eat croissants from France.
That sounds epic.
I doubt it if you can get a croissant at the Boiler Room, and if you can, it's probably been like sitting under the bar.
What
for...
can you eat? You know what, my main... I don't care whether the Boiler Room sucks or not. That's not my main concern.
Okay. What is your main concern?
My main concern is what kind of food can I get at the Boiler Room?
You don't care, or you're just too lazy to vote?
A little bit of both.
But without further ado, here he is, the lazy German.
What the hell was that?
That's not German, that's like French, man.
Excuse me.
He's so lazy, can't even get his accent right.
I'm laying down right
French
now.
Is the lazy German. Dude, there's your
that?
T-shirt right there, man. French
is the lazy German. I'd buy that T-shirt. I'd buy that for a dollar!
That was from RoboCop. Most likely, I'm too lazy to call back, so...
All right.
Should I stay on the line, or should I just hang up and talk to you next week?
I think, it's up to you, man. It's really up to you.
I'm so lazy.
Is it Cedric?
I understand. If I was a pervert, I wouldn't want you telling people I'm a pervert over the air.
Yeah, well, I think you already established that with your, you know, horse trailer thing. All right, that was Michael Jackson featuring Janet Jackson and Scream. Up next, I got a request for Brian in Arizona. This is the Eagles and Hotel California.
Jesus, man, could you change the channel?
You, man, if you don't like my music, get your own cab.
I had a really
rough... I'll pull up to the side and kick your ass out.
Man, come on, I had a rough night, and I hate the Eagles, man.
You have anything to say about that? Sorry, Brian, but no can do on that one. I'm sorry, dude. No, nothing personal, no offense, but I kind of have to agree with, Mr. Lebowski in this case. And I have a feeling, that John does if he can hear what's going on here. I will play one of your other requests to make up for that, because I don't want to be a total jerk-ass. We got a message here. It says over 1 million people have now been evacuated from various parts of Southern California. So
wow, that is a lot of people.
Yeah, man.
You think George Clooney's one of them?
Probably not.
You think he went to his little Italian villa?
In Italy?
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
His Italian
he's just
villa
like,
in Italy?
He probably has a pretty, safe...
I hope
zone
Brangelina is okay.
I do know that people like Kelsey Grammer and Courtney Cox have lost their homes.
Really?
Jeez.
But I'm pretty sure that by March it will just be a cocktail story for them.
Oh,
probably,
man.
So, yeah.
Frasier lost his home?
Yeah.
Not Frasier! Frasier! Give me a second, Frasier!
I'm sure Frasier can handle it better than most, though,
So. He's a trooper.
Yes,
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, man, he was beast in X-Men Last Stand, dude.
Oh, my God. He was so awesome in that, too.
He probably ran around like...
A couple times, actually. He keeps calling in.
DJ Fathead?
No, I'm DJ Fathead.
Yeah, no, DJ Fathead.
Hey, DJ Fathead. No, I'm DJ Fathead. No, I'm trying to talk to you.
I love Lamp.
DJ Fathead.
Yes, yes.
I'm about to get in a shot of vodka. Can we do a countdown?
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. Are you doing
four?
You should do the power.
Three.
Wait,
two.
Wait.
One. Drink.
All right, go right there.
Two. Now. Less talky, more drinky.
That burns.
With awesome.
That burns like the fire that burned down Kelsey Grammer's house.
My opinion is that I've only been there a couple times and it was alright, but you know.
I don't care how many times you went. I went on the Matterhorn at Disneyland 15 times. I do not care for it. Tell me what your opinion.
Well, they are a sponsor, so I probably. None of them are listening. Boiler Room was average.
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 You give them too much credit, my friend. I do not speak on behalf of all of Carafate.
I give them two
donuts.
Only
as DJ Hex. And I do not even give them... I would not even lend them a donut.
Really?
Yep. It's my f***ing donut. I'm going to eat it.
Well, you guys are in so much trouble. What kind of women can I meet there?
Yeah. There's a reason I'm moving to Orlando for the
Oh my God, you guys are in so much trouble.
Dude, I'm leaving for Orlando. I don't
care.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about DJ Fathead. He's going to be in Humboldt for a long time.
Hopefully not too much longer. I'm supposed to graduate in May.
Yeah, that sounds very similar
how
to
long
me.
Now,
come on now. You don't need
that's
to go.
That's like 7 months from now.
Yeah, really? Wow, that is a long time.
DJ Fathead will be staying in the Humboldt for 7 months.
The opinions expressed on Sweet Red Live are not necessarily those of KRFH or its sponsors.
Hi!
Hey, what's up?
I'm having a good evening with DJ Fathead.
Yeah, man, I can hear that laugh from, like, freaking Chicago.
This is one of the greatest hip-hop acts ever to exist, hip-hop duos, I should say. Their beats were infectious, their rhymes were ill, but above all, their testicles were huge.
No, I'm not gonna... I have no desire to become an internet personality.
Be an internet personality, Joey.
No, because then... If South Park has taught me anything, and as most people know, I base my life on the teachings of South Park, I'll end up in a room with all the rest of the internet personalities and we'll all kill each other.
Chocolate rain.
Exactly, yeah. So
for all those people who don't know what I'm talking about, there's a young gentleman on the internet who has a very deep voice, and he sings a song called Chocolate Rain.
I got on here this semester, and it turns out there's a lot weirder stuff out there that people on this station play than what I play.
Like?
I don't know. There's a guy, I'm not really sure.
Chocolate Rain?
Well, yeah. We have an obsession. That's great.
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain. Yeah,
you did an impression. You did an impression. That was good.
Yeah, well, you kind of put the idea in my head. But
let's say it together in unison.
All right.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Chocolate. And now you got me. Yeah.
No, you
tricked
me,
man. You tricked me like that little kid that tricked Bobby Winters.
Okay, here we go. This is the beginning of the story. Once again. So I was walking home and going down the path behind Sunset School, and this little kid was walking right next to me. I'm kind of trying to walk faster than him because I can tell he's trying to talk to me. So he, like, runs to catch up with me as I'm passing the park, and he asks, "Can you watch me at the park? My mom's not home, and she locked the door." To which I respond, "Oh, sorry, I'm kind of in a hurry." I read that wrong. "Oh, sorry, kid, I'm in a hurry." And he says, "Please, I don't want to be kidnapped." So what the hell am I supposed to do? Finally, I say, "Oh, okay, fine." And I sit on the bench and pull out my book and start reading as this kid is playing on the monkey bars and slide. He runs over to this... I'm sorry I'm reading this really slow, but it's all, like, in the subject line of the email, so I have to, like, scroll through it really slowly, and it's kind of awkward. He runs over to the jumper up and down, up and down thing. I don't know what they are called, but basically it was a tiny elephant on a large spring, and you rock back and forth on it. Oh, okay. He calls at me, "Hey, what is your name?" To which I say, "Bobby." He says, "Bobby, can you please come here real fast? This thing is broken." I'm really starting to get annoyed with this kid. I'm really not that great with kids. And I tell him, shouldn't you go home, kid? Again, he uses the "I don't want to get kidnapped" line. So I just go over to see what he wants. Sit on the other one and help me bounce. Like an idiot, I bought into his insane plan. Just as I get on the other bobbing around thing, I hear a loud yell from the top of the hill next to the schoolyard. "Jeremy, what the hell are you doing? Who the hell is that?" It was the kid's mom. And of course, that little jerk says, "This is Bobby. He wanted me to come to the park with him. I didn't know how to respond, so I yell, "You jerk, you sold me out," because he just made me look like the creep kidnapper. "Shut up, kid, shut up." Then out of sheer awkwardness, I got up and ran home. That is my story. Bobby Winters. And he's here to tell you something else. I don't know what it's going to be, but without further ado, Bobby Winters. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. It works. Okay. What's up, Bobby? How you doing tonight, man?
I'm just listening in. Heard your story.
Well, it was actually your story, but yeah.
Yes, it's my story. I just wanted to let you know that kid ruined a lot for me. Now every time I see one of those little bastards running around me, I feel like I want to kick them in the head.
Well, I know how you may be feeling, and it's a very frustrating thing when you're tricked by a child. But it's not something that you should resort to violence over, because, you know, it's one thing to be, a sexual predator legally, even if you didn't do anything. It's another thing entirely to be. It's entirely different. Bobby, I'm trying to help you, man.
Oh.
It's entirely different to, assault a child. That will get you in some serious shiz.
How about some just a little bit of candy?
No. The candy is not good either, because that makes you look like even more of a pervert, and, you know.
What about a ride home?
the law looks down on these kind of things, and, you know, so does society, so.
I don't want him to get kidnapped, though.
Well, but I think that you should leave such matters to parents and police.
Wait, there he is. I gotta go. Here he is. I got him. 1 second, bye.
Later. That was Bobby Brown. Bobby Winters. Bobby Winters. Pray for his soul. Okay. Once again, since this is the first guest submission of the night, I would like to remind you all that the views expressed here on the show are not necessarily those of KRFH or Humboldt State University, or even of me. I am just a tool of my listeners. And without further ado, let me read to you this fascinating anecdote about butt pain. When you think of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, you don't normally think of searing butt pain. But let me tell you, Sonny, I'm no typical tourist. So there I was, sitting at the dinner table of this fancy tropical restaurant with my entire family. We hadn't even had dinner yet when I felt a sensation in my bowels that was entirely new to me. I felt as if one of those Holy crap. I felt as if one of those instantly inflatable rafts went into oh man, I can't even continue. Went into survival mode in my lower intestine. Horrified, I sat there, tried to hold my writhing innards at bay. This futile effort only seemed to worsen in my situation. With all the dignity I could muster, I stood, all the while trying to pinch in what felt like a furious sturgeon hell-bent on escape. Ah, man, I should have read this before right now. I was able to... See, this is why you should call in and tell your own stories, because usually I won't be able to get through them. I was able to make it to the bathroom without mentionable incident. Praising my lucky stars, I opened the bathroom stall when I suddenly felt like what I'm sure poor miserable Adam felt like as it tumbled toward Hiroshima, waiting for the moment in which it would burst into the world's most destructive force. I instantly turned, pulled my pants down, and upon hearing a loud bang, sploosh, I felt relief even the most tortured subject of the Inquisition could have felt upon death. After the resounding echo subsided, I turned and gazed into the depths of the toilet bowl. There I saw what seemed to be a brown golf ball. In my confusion, I deduced the only truth that could possibly explain my plight. There was a small sphere of the densest turd ever. It found itself lodged against my sphincter behind it, the massive fart ever known to mankind. The most massive fart ever known to mankind, excuse me. Once the pressure was too much for my poor podex to handle, this ball of excrement shot out of my ass like a musket ball and into the toilet like a sniper bullet. My delirium being over and my senses flooding back to me, I ran out to my whole family and related my tale of woe, strife, and glorious victory. Once again, the views expressed here on Sweetbread Live are not necessarily those of KRFH, myself, or Humboldt State University.